Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, not the Ron across from me, the Ron on the telephone line. We're talking about Duck and how he has taken over the town and how that part of it is fun. Whatever you think of Duck's performance, I mean, it's always fun for me to see a new personality and people get excited. Trying to think of comparisons, and the one that keeps coming up for me is Johan Hedberg. And for me, the qualifier there is two guys who literally, if you had asked who Duck Hodges was before he got to camp, nobody would have known. If you asked about Johan Hedberg before he got here in a trade, nobody would have recognized that name. And then they go from that to in a very short time. Like Hedberg, I remember stopping Pavel Bure on I think two breakaways in the same game. And next thing you knew, people are wearing moose antlers to games. And the same thing with Duck. It's all happened very, very quickly. So, Ron, go ahead. You there?
Hey, you guys. Yeah, you guys are making me feel really old. Because I'm going back to the early 70s. But at that time, there was only really two radio talk shows in town. It was Myron's show, and then Sam Nover had a show. And those shows were lit up when Terry Hanratty replaced Bradshaw. Now, I realized, you know, he was a local guy from Butler and he was a Notre Dame guy, so people loved him here. And he was a draft choice. He was a relatively high draft choice. He was on the team, but it was kind of like that. It was the same kind of a feel, like, you know, everyone thought that Hanratty was going to be the hero now and Bradshaw was done. But that reminds me somewhat of this situation.
Boy,
Ron, you were probably still a young guy.
No, I was around here. I do not remember that, to be honest with you. I do not remember.
You don't remember Hanratty?
I remember Hanratty, but I don't remember the town going crazy over him. I mean, Joe Gillum beat out Bradshaw for a while as well and was throwing it all over the place. And there was some initial disappointment with Bradshaw early on, but I don't ever remember the town going crazy about Hanratty. I'm not saying you're wrong. I was here, and I have no memory of that. None.
Scott, what's up?
Yes. I'm thinking about a Pirate center fielder that they brought up in midseason many years ago, Dino Restelli. He hit a ton of home runs and then disappeared.
That one's even before me. I don't know. I can't even – I have no recollection of that. Sorry.
What was his name?
Okay. Pardon? Dino Restelli.
Okay.
I just don't have any memory of that.
Dom Ranelli. I don't know who that is. Do you, Ron?
No, I don't.
Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, how about Fast Willie Parker? He was an undrafted free
agent.
That's
a nice one.
Kind of came from the...
Ron, that's a nice one. An undrafted free agent who popped in there instead of Jerome. He basically replaced Jerome, right?
Right. And 75 yards in the Super Bowl, right? And telling Jerome, you made me what I am. Yeah, again, but it's quarterback versus running back, but... That's not a bad call.
I think it's a nice call. Not perfect. It's not a perfect call.
I can't ever remember anything like Duck. I just can't.
But here's an undrafted guy who people loved, but yet it still wasn't. You're right. It wasn't like Duck.
Nothing is like the quarterback.
Except maybe the goalie. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, how about the... Tim Wakefield, he come up here after
excellent
the All-Star
call. Excellent call. That's one that I had forgot. Everybody wanted him to pitch. He pitched game 6 of that series, I believe. Everybody wanted him to start game 7. He was unbelievable with that knuckleball.
Yeah. Great. He really helped them.
Great call.
Thank you, Ed, from Leechburg.
That one I even like better than Hedberg. I like that one.
Nice call by Ed.
I like that one a lot. He took over this town. First of all, you know, he was successful when he was a knuckleballer, for God's sake.
Yeah.
The thing would dance.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted him to pitch game 7. Over Drabek, they wanted him to pitch game 7.
Did you think
7.
He should?
No. I'm going with Drabek. Sorry. Drabek pitches you 8 innings into the 9th. I mean, no.
What happened at the end of that game, Ron?
What happened at the end? It's painfully etched.
Oh.
Let's see. Chico Lean blew a ball.
Who do you blame most for that 9th inning?
Chico Lean.
Yeah.
And then,
how about the umpire?
He kind of, that was Randy Marsh, I believe, kind of really,
you might say Belinda, Randy Marsh bogged the Pirates down.
Belinda,
no?
And who was in right field? Cecil Espy, ball hit down the line, was afraid of the wall, didn't try to make a catch.
Yeah.
That one hurt too. But Lean making, bobbling the ball really hurt him. Got him making error all year, I don't think. He was like Mazeroski-like, and then in the ninth inning, he has a misplay.
Nice call, huh?
I like Wakefield.
From Leechburg, Ron, one of my favorite places. Used to cover the Leechburg softball team. Kelsey Steimer at shortstop, Jen Wolf pitching. It was an unbelievable team, and I would be out there charting the games. That's how the savvy young news hound cut his teeth.
And then you go from there to being recommended by Herb Brooks.
Exactly. Ben. Is that Ben? He's driving around.
This
What's
is
up?
Ron and Joe, good afternoon. My comparison, he probably didn't do as much on the field, but because of his name, he became a little bit of a folk hero for a couple of years in the early 2000s. Is Chris Fumatumafala, running back from Utah.
Nope. Can't go there with that one. His name only carried him so long. Now, I've told the story many times. I remember walking across the bridge with a Steeler executive who told me, we think Foo is a better running back than Jerome Bettis. We think he has more talent, but we can't keep him on the field. And that was what brought Foo down. I don't remember him being a folk hero, though.
No. I do remember, however, and they played it the other day on TV during the telecast, was his winning touchdown against the Browns in the playoffs.
Playoff game, yep.
All right, Ron. That was a fun little excursion, wasn't it?
That was
it?
A
did
nice
you enjoy
little trip.
That?
I did like that trip. But at the bottom line, for me, Wakefield was right there. Hedberg was right there. Still not like Duck. Not like what's happening with this
is
kid.
Incredible. It really is. And it's fun. So enjoy it. You know, it's unexpected fun, and that's what sports is.
When they were 0-3 and 1-4, would you have ever thought that their season – I'm not going to say he saved their season. He certainly contributed. The defense has saved their season. But would you ever think he would play a key role in saving their season? No.
No. Coming up, Steve Belichick has spoken. If you're like me, you've never heard him talk. So I'm going to tell you it's going to go one of two ways. Either he's the opposite of his dad, very gregarious and funny, or he sounds exactly the same. Which one is it? We're going to play Steve Belichick's brief interaction with the media yesterday, and it is tremendous. And then, top of the hour, Ron and I are going to get into the weekend in the NFL, get back to the Penguins, these Taylor Hall rumors flying around, the goalie situation, all of that. And we have to make our picks because I'm off to Arizona in the morning.
Leaving me behind.
Yeah. You and Ed. You'll have Ed Bouchette, right?
Rick Tockett going to join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I can't wait. One of my all-time favorite people. In town tomorrow night with the Arizona Coyotes. Phil Kessel coming back. You think he'll have some thoughts on that? Looking forward to that. And I believe we have Jason Lockenfora of CBS. See what he thinks.
Look at all the guests on the day that I'm not here, Ron.
Well, that's because they don't want to come on with you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
See what he thinks about Duck Mania. Jeff, we had a call that just a guy came up with a better one, I think, than anybody else other than Duck. Tim Wakefield. Oh, remember, everybody wanted him to start Game 7. He pitched Game 6. Why can't you bring him back, right?
Leave it to our trusty callers, Jeff, huh? It's Cookin' Joe.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.